Beverly Dean wrote to us on Wednesday about the noontime special we aired called Love is Better Than Wine with the Talis Scholars. Her response, it is beautiful, and we have enjoyed every minute. Will you be broadcasting similar music on Christmas Day? Well, yes, Beverly, there is a Santa Claus, and his name is Bob Workman. So we'll have more great seasonal music and specials, not only on Christmas Day, but leading up to then. That will, of course, include the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, live from King's College, Cambridge, at 10 a.m. on Christmas Eve, and repeated at 7 p.m. on Christmas Day. You can find a complete list of special holiday programming at WHQR.org. Prior to last Sunday's homemade holiday shorts, we ran holiday stories from a number of listeners on our website. This comment was one of many that came to Mary Kay Hester for her Oh, Christmas Tree story. What a wonderful story. Knowing and loving your mom and dad, I was able to picture the whole scenario in my mind's eye. Jim and Dora George, 80, Pawcatuck, Connecticut. Last week, I played a phone call from a listener objecting to our playing George Gershwin's symphonic music during our classical times. Listener Matt responded, Gershwin is one of the greatest American composers. Anyone who has trouble realizing that needs to get his bleep together, or he doesn't deserve HQR. Once again, we thank listeners who phoned in pledges during last week's year-end drive to support WHQR. And, of course, special thanks to our partners, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard and AAI Pharma, for donating food for each pledge. Remember to support your favorite nonprofits during this season of giving. Here's some more comments that we received during the drive. James Lodato said, I wish the programming weren't so repetitive. Kathleen Kowal of Rocky Point said, play more classical music. I miss it. Karen Gardner said, y'all are awesome. Donna Giles and Sue Sneddon of Shalote said, we truly appreciate our favorite public radio station and the combined fundraising effort with Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. This is part of what puts the public in public radio. Clyde and Christina Edgerton said, it's good to have tact and common sense in the media. David and Betty Bowerice said, we're the folks who used to pledge from the Bahamas, but we sold the boat and are back in Wilmington, and now we are clods, i.e. civilians living on dirt. John and Martha Dennison said, I prefer less talk and more classical music. Frankly, since Bach Radio switched formats, I've been disappointed with the lack of classical music on local radio. It was one of the reasons we moved to Wilmington a year ago. Well, John and Martha, you might want to listen to WHQR's live stream of our 24-hour classical music channel. You can get there from our website, WHQR.org, and click in the Listen Live button at the upper left. Bill and Mary Baggett from the Blockade Runner Beach Resort said, we are proud to pledge $10 each on behalf of our 2013 220 Blockade Runner staff members. The Blockade Runner will write out a check for $2,200 to WHQR. We're so excited about the opportunity to contribute along with WHQR, AAI Pharma, and Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. And Marie Rayner got all philosophical on us. She said, I am so happy for your existence. Gosh, so are we. Thanks to everyone who responded. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks again for your feedback.